Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Because we've been crazy this week, and I was out one day, and it's just been absolutely nuts. We were originally going to do another week of Is It Just Me? But we have a special guest coming on today, so we're putting that on the back burner, and we're going to be talking travel. We're going to be talking travel with a wonderful travel man, Peter Greenberg, and Peter Greenberg is the travel detective.
Yes.
He knows everything there is to know about the world of travel. He was with NBC for years and years and years as their travel editor, and he will be joining us to talk all things travel.
Do you know he has been on all three major morning shows? He's done CBS This Morning for a while. He did Good Morning America.
Well, you have to wonder if he's trouble then. You have to wonder if
yeah, why can't you keep your job, Pete?
You know, what's the deal? What's he doing now, Rob?
He has petergreenberg.com, which with newsletters and updates, and he blogs and stuff like that. He has a radio show, and he's still working for CBS. He does CBS This Morning. He is their travel editor over there. He's a busy guy.
Oh, so he's the CBS This Morning guy.
Yes.
Busy bee. Mm-hmm.
And also, a book I want to ask him about, he wrote it some time ago, but you never hear a book about this. Don't Go There. It's Places You Shouldn't Go.
Oh, wow.
Do not go in there.
So I'm very curious about
Bolivia.
All this
don't
stuff.
Go there.
Manassas. Don't go there.
I was watching a show. I'll tell you, guys.
That's Jack Benny. Jack Benny.
I was watching a show, Oscar, on the Golf Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker.
Yes.
And it's something like Hot Shots. It takes place out at Top Golf in Las Vegas. And they've got a television show, and they aim at targets, and they've got kind of people that didn't make it on the tour, but they've got trick shot artists, they've got long drive competition people, they've got people that were high level college players, mm-hmm. They just don't have PGA Tour pros, and they do this TV show out there, and there was a lady,
hey,
there was a lady from the Bolivian. The country of Bolivia, who was the first like big time
golfer.
Pro Bolivian golf.
Wow.
I think that's it.
Was she a tall cup of water or a short cup of water?
She was drink a short water. Cup of
damn
water,
it.
I think.
Did she wear a skirt like old-fashioned golfers?
No, she didn't. What are you talking? You mean what, like Babe Zaharias or something like that? What are you talking about?
Like how I was thinking, maybe it's me, but if I were to picture the first female Bolivian golfer, I would think she would be rather old school.
Well, no, she was not old school. It was just fascinating. And it was really, you know, for me, Carla was like, turn it off. Please turn it off. For the love of God, turn it off. And
don't
like,
make me do this.
They got
she's
bright
from
colors.
From Bolivia.
And they do it like from the fifth floor of this Top Golf place. And I was thinking when we go out there that, you know, if we could ever make something happen, I'd love to.
You said you
go
wouldn't ever
there.
Golf with us.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're going to make sure you don't.
But no, this is different because you don't have to golf. You know, you just show up and entertain. I'll do the golfing.
And also, Top Golf has drinks, right?
Yeah, they do.
There's one in Ashburn.
Of course.
And I was thinking, boy, you know, we've got a connection to that down here. I've got a connection with my family to Top Golf. I would love to, I'll talk to the entrepreneur.
You know what?
About
right
that.
By Top Golf in Ashburn is one of those skydiving places with the big fans in the ground. So
exactly.
You guys could
Peter
golf.
Do we have Peter Greenberg?
Yes, yes.
Let's bring Peter Greenberg on here, the travel detective, ladies and gentlemen. Peter Greenberg is a legendary travel expert, and because I never get out of my own house, I want to ask all the questions when I decide that I'm finally going to travel. Let's welcome Peter Greenberg from petergreenberg.com and from every morning show known to mankind. Peter Greenberg, thanks for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy to be with you.
It's great to have you. I have always wanted to talk to you. I value your opinions, and I have a million questions. So I see no reason why we can't. I see no reason why we can't begin.
Mike, let us proceed.
Okay. Let's proceed right now. First of all, thank you for coming on the show, Peter. I hope everything is well with you.
It is. I'm actually not on an airplane this morning, so that's a nice thing.
That's
and
good.
How many have you ever totaled up the number of miles that you that you've traveled the world?
Actually, I have, but it's a little scary. How many do you think I have?
Oh my God, this is so hard. My brother-in-law is the highest traveled member of our family because he's been in the investment biz for his whole life, and it's Dubai and China and everywhere else, and he's got tens of thousands. I'm going to say, well, I'm going to aim high. 40 million miles.
Well, you're not far from the truth. Actually, it's 22 million.
Good God. Oh, wow.
Peter, are you serious? You've traveled 22 million miles?
I'm afraid so, yeah. But let's put that in perspective. There are guys out there who I've met who are at 71 million.
But the amazing thing is that Peter has only taken 20 plane rides. They've all been very long.
Stayed on them for a long time. The other day, I don't even know where I read it, but the other day I was reading something where we'll get right to something very fresh for you, that the airlines are going to be making some sort of effort to make the airport experience a little more pleasant for travelers. Are you privy to this? Do you know what's going on with this?
Yeah, here's the real problem. Let's get back to a basic question. Why do we go to an airport? To entertain our friends, to dine, to shop. The real reason is we don't go to the airport. We just want to get through it.
Right.
The problem is airline performance has not been great. We're dealing with delays and cancellations. And so we are going to be spending more time there, which means here come the retail guys. As long as you're there, why not shop? As long as you're there, why not eat? What really gets me crazy is you go to certain airports, for example, like Charlotte, and I'm sure this is well-intentioned, and you see rocking chairs everywhere. And that's really a nice little touch, but here's the message they're sending you with those rocking chairs. You're going to be here a while.
Yeah, and they have them in Maine, too. Yeah, I've seen them in Maine.
Yeah, so I mean, I enjoy them, but I also realize what it represents. So the thing is this. As long as you can give me an airport that I can just get through quickly, I'm a very happy guy. I don't want to move in there. I don't want to buy a house there. I just want to get through. But having said that, and the reality of it is we're going to be spending more time there than it should be time that we spend without spending a lot of money either.
Yeah, and I will tell you that, with my limited travel, I would say that there are airports that jump out at me. Last year, it was the first time in quite some time that I'd even arranged to go through Atlanta and Hartsfield, and it is an airport that I just cannot stand. Our own home airport when we were in Washington, D.C., Dulles, is another one where
horrible.
It just seems, you land, and then that's where the fun really, really begins. Are there... I think of my own experience, but I'm going to ask you because you're the expert. Are there airports that really stand out in your mind in the United States where this is going to be, for a large airport, this is going to be a better experience than most?
Yeah, there are a couple that actually are doing a good job. Tampa, good airport.
Yep.
They really make it work. Strangely enough, even Orlando. So two airports in Florida that I think work. Denver, which never used to work, is now working. So that's heartening when you consider that last year 61 million people flew through Denver. So that's a lot of people.
And they didn't expect that at the beginning, did they, Peter? When they built that airport, and I remember it was so state of the art with their luggage systems that they. But it turned out to be a bit of a debacle when they first went online, right?
Oh, it wasn't a bit of a debacle. It was a huge debacle. It was the luggage systems were eating bags.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, I mean, DIA used to stand for doesn't include airplanes. I mean, it was not fun. But I will tell you in their defense, they got the act together. They're doing much better now.
It is not any safer a world that we live in right now. The book you wrote years ago was Don't Go There: The Travel Detective's Essential Guide to the Must Miss Places of the World. Before we get to the good stuff, I have to ask you the scary stuff and the bad stuff. You've obviously modify that list periodically. What are some of the areas you would tell people to absolutely avoid at all costs in this day and age?
Well, actually, we modify that list on a daily basis because things change so rapidly. Here's the deal. There are 196 countries in the world, and there are only about four places I wouldn't go. In terms of just general categories. And those are the places where no one's in control. So would I go to North Korea? Believe it or not, the answer is yes, because I know it's in control. Would I go to Iran? Yes, I know it's in control.
Okay.
Syria? No. Mm-hmm. Parts of Chechnya or parts of Yemen? No. And Camden, New Jersey? Just kidding. But anyway,
I have to ask you about my wife the other day was saying to me she would love to go on safari. And I've heard that you know that because of border conflicts and you know certain humanitarian crises and stuff, are there places in Africa that you want to avoid because of the unstable political situation?
Well, there are some unstable situations right now. For example, in the Congo, I wouldn't go there right this minute. And Central African Republic, not known for their safaris, by the way, but don't go there. But take a look at this. Tanzania, still great. It's Kenya the way it used to be. I'm a big fan of Rwanda. That may come as a surprise to you.
Wow.
You know, because when you mention the word Rwanda, people immediately think of the genocide 24 years ago, which was the worst genocide in our lifetime. And yet this country's had the most remarkable transformation of any country I've ever seen. I just came back from there. In fact, my new special on PBS is coming up in about 10 days, will be the royal tour of Rwanda with the president. And when you see what they've done to turn it around, and then, of course, you talk about safari, they've got all the game there. Plus, let's face it, Diane Fossey time, those mountain gorillas, unbelievable.
I have to ask you about that, because I would think because of the stigma surrounding the genocide and the conflict between the Hutu and the Tutsi over in Rwanda, that it would be very difficult to this day to get tourists, and they would be going out of their way to try to generate that, I would think.
Well, the answer is it's not difficult to get them now once people realize what's going on. And yes, they are going out of their way to get them, but it's worth it.
Wow.
You know, the word here in Rwanda is reconciliation. They did an amazing job, and one that nobody thought they could do, by the way.
We're talking with Peter Greenberg. He hosts the nationally syndicated Peter Greenberg Worldwide Radio Show. Travel Weekly named Peter one of the most influential people in travel, along with Bill Marriott and Sir Richard Branson. That's pretty rarefied air there, Peter.
I'll take it. Nobody's called me Sir yet, so please don't.
what I love about you is that it's you do know. You do, because you get on the plane and you travel there. And since we have you for a short period of time, I have to ask the trite, typical questions. But my wife wanted me to ask you the underrated and the overrated, in your humble opinion, worldwide, from a tourist standpoint, from a vacation standpoint, somebody's going to travel for pleasure. What are the underrateds and the overrateds?
Well, the underrateds are every place that has a resort where they try to nickel and dime you. I'm not even talking about the actual experience of the country. I'm talking about the experience of the resort with those resort fees or nickel and diming or those so-called all-inclusives that are usually followed by the dreaded term, the asterisk. You know,
yeah.
And then you find out that it's all-inclusive except for the following 62 items. So, you know, look, travelers are getting smarter. We're realizing that we need to ask questions before we ever make the decision to go anywhere. We don't. The most overrated thing is the internet. How about that?
Yeah.
Most people make their reservations online. That's the biggest mistake they could make. And the reason for that is only about 52% of the available inventory is available online. It's only what the travel providers want to make available online. So when you're sitting there in your bathrobe at 2:00 in the morning, very happy and satisfied, you hit the right keystrokes and you got a great deal. In doing so, you've disenfranchised yourself from 48% of what's out there. So I'm a big fan of saying, go ahead and research online, but then get on the phone. I know it's a new concept for a lot of people, and have a conversation with a human being like we're doing right now, because the internet doesn't think creatively. It only thinks in a very linear way, and it doesn't allow you to ask the kind of questions you absolutely need to ask before you ever commit to anything.
My uncle was a travel agent, and when he saw the internet revolution coming, he got out of the business, but he was a travel agent for a long time. But what you're saying to me is that the travel agency will never go away. Do you think there will always be a person-to-person situation that makes travel best?
Well, if you look at travel as a commodity, you know, like the $59 Southwest ticket, then, you know, don't ever talk to a travel agent, let alone another human being.
Right.
But if you look at travel as an experience, you need to have a conversation, whether it's with the airline, hotel, cruise line directly, or travel agents. And guess what? Travel agents are back bigger than ever right now, because above a certain price point, people determine that they have to have a conversation.
Mm. You know, Peter, I've always thought for traveling, one of the things I enjoy most about travel is just experiencing the people. And I don't think you're really, if you got a guy standing in front of you with a flag, taking you through a square in a lovely European town, you're not going to get that. But if you get out there, one of the experiences, and it was my home country when I went over to Ireland, but one of the best experiences I ever had in travel was, I made one reservation And then I knew that they had bed and breakfast. And then I just traveled the country with my entire family. And it was one of the best experiences I ever had. Getting out and as you said, talking to people. But actually, maybe working without a net sometimes is a pretty decent way to travel, don't you think?
Well, how about this? Everybody think about this. Think about the best experiences you ever had in your life, whether it was at home or traveling. It's when plan A didn't work.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm. When you... And all of a sudden you turn left instead of turning right, and that's where you met your wife, or that's where you found the woman who sold the flowers that changed the direction of where you were going. So yes, now I'm not saying you should, you know, just show up on Super Bowl Sunday without a reservation, but in general, you know, you did the right thing.
Well, with the millions of miles that you have traveled, and you know, I'll give you the positive side. Is there the last place you say you're going to take your family on a vacation? It's your last vacation. Where are you taking your family? I know you get but I have to give. I have to ask you a question
I got you. Tell you. Here's the deal. Here's my metric for my favorite places in the world, and it may not be anybody else's, but when you think about it, it makes sense at least to me. My favorite place in the world is where I sleep the best.
That's interesting.
Okay. Think about that. And most people, when you ask them that question, they might think back to their aunt's summer cottage when they were a kid, or someplace that they never expected that really created that environment for them. And that's where you want to go back, because that's where you feel the most comfortable, the most at peace, because where you sleep the best, inevitably, is where you think the best.
Oscar, you can take your vacation at this show.
Oh, yeah. I love
it. You can take this vacation. You can take your vacation on this very show.
Every morning.
A 79-minute vacation.
As I boot up Peter, I think, man, I can't wait to come back here so I can take a nap.
There you go.
Peter, can I ask you a question about my home country? I never want to go back, but my dad's there, so I have to go visit him once in a while.
You got a Bolivian question for Peter Greenberg?
Look, Bolivia, it's got its politics kind of wacky. I can say that.
Wacky.
I've been there. They also have grown, especially the city of La Paz, incredibly fast over the years, regardless of the politics. What do you know about Bolivia, and would you ever go there or go back if you've been?
Actually, I go back all the time.
What? Wow.
There it is.
Yes. Forgetting the politics, you know, if you take a look at the whole South American continent, the one country that was always the wild, wild west wasn't Bolivia, it was Paraguay. And they've gotten their act a little bit more together. And the reason for that is quite simple. What's the largest industry in the world?
Oh, my God. It's
podcasting, right?
No, it's chip manufacturers.
No, it's travel and tourism, guys.
Damn it!
Whoa. Sorry about that.
It's 11% of global GDP. So if you're running a country and you got a problem, there's one way to fix it, or at least the best way to fix it, is to open the doors. Listen, think about this. What's the one thing that North Korea manufactures that the world consumes in volume? You know what the answer is? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in the market for unreliable Scud missiles.
Yes. Very true.
That's what I'm looking for.
You take a look at their government right now, what's the one thing that's going to save them? Travel and tourism.
Absolutely.
Don't think for a minute that they're not cutting side deals with the Germans, the Spanish, and the Swiss to build their infrastructure to get ready for this. Mm. And the same thing happened in Bolivia. They realize that they have great natural wonders. You know this.
Yes.
Forgetting the politics. You know, forgetting the altitude. Look at the lakes. Look at the regions. Right? And you know what? They just needed to build an infrastructure that could support that in a wonderful way. And that's what they're doing right now. And if you take a look at their economy versus where it was maybe 10 years ago about the tourism impact.
Yes.
Night and day. Night and day. Yeah.
He's giving you a thumbs
up
on
your home
coverage.
Back.
All right, we've got for two more minutes. I got to go rapid fire. I'll let you get yours in, Rob,
okay.
But I want to do rapid fire with Peter because everybody's always grabbing him to get him to do endorsements. So I
right.
got to see what I can get out. He said the best place where he sleeps well.
Right.
That didn't help me, Peter. But I'm going to tell you
this. You want GPS coordinates?
I want you. I want to know the address of the hotel. That's what I'm looking for here. Peter Greenberg. I don't know whether you can or you can't. Your favorite airline.
My favorite airline is not based on the airline itself, but on individual routes. So there's no one favorite airline if their flight to Cleveland every day is 100% late. So you tell me the route, and then I can tell you my favorite airline
Best
route.
Best airline to Europe.
No, you got to be more specific.
Best airline to Paris.
Okay, the best airline to Paris out of Los Angeles is Air Tahiti, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. People don't know
difficult.
They even fly it. The best airline to Paris out of New York might actually surprise you. It might be Norwegian Air Shuttle because their fares are so low and they're flying brand new 787 Dreamliners.
Wow.
That is so
smart. That's so cool.
Write that one down. What did you say? Norwegian Air Shuttle? I've never even heard of it. That's fantastic.
They're flying, by the way, guys, to about 19 different cities in the United States, and people don't know it.
Oh my God. That's a win right there. Rob, I know you had one last week.
Yeah, a real quick one. And I know this is with some hesitancy because you talk about watch out for all inclusives, but my family is taking a Disney cruise to the Bahamas this summer. If you had one tip to maximize the experience on a cruise ship, what would it be?
That would be not to go with your family. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, have you met my family?
Well, here's the deal. Cruise ships will always sell you things called packages.
Right.
Drinks packages and stuff like that. If it's an alcohol drinks package, it's a joke. You know why?
Why?
Because you pay for the package, and the first day on the cruise, you are drinking like a fish.
Right.
And then you wake up the next day going, or assuming you wake up the next day, saying, what did I just do? And then, of course, you're down to one drink a day, so they're making money on the fact that you finally came to your senses. However, the drinks packages, when they come to kids, if you're loading your kids up with soft drinks, I don't suggest it, but if you do, buy that package because those can really add up.
Okay, very cool. Watch out for that.
Peter, I always remember, it's such a pleasure. I mean, you are such a fun. I hope you can come back on the show. Are we getting everything in for you? What do we need to plug? I got a lot of information.
The only thing
here
I want to mention is on April 26th, check your local listings. That's my next special, The Royal Tour of Rwanda, hosted by me and the president of Rwanda, and that'll be on PBS.
PBS, I'd love to see that. Peter Greenberg, thank you so much for taking the time, and please come back on the show again sometime, okay?
Anytime, guys. Much appreciated.
Thank you, sir.
Peter Greenberg, everybody. Did he say 22 million miles?
He did.
22 million miles?
My joke guess was going to be 5 million miles. I thought that would be funny. Ha ha. But it's 22.
Norwegian Air Shuttle.
And Air Tahiti out of LA, Mike.
Air Tahiti. Well, for anybody that's traveling to Europe, Norwegian Air Shuttle, brand new. I'm all
Dreamliners.
About planes.
The Dreamliners.
I am all about
you
the
did,
planes.
You did fib, though, during that interview. You fibbed. You lied to Peter Greenberg. You said you love people.
That's true.
Yes.
I'm surprised he didn't hang up then.
Yeah, he's like, I know you don't love people, Mike.
Well, I didn't love him after he told me the best place to go is where you can sleep well, okay? I can do that 15 feet down the hallway to give me the right amount of Grand Marnier. All right, thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you. And I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action. But we must bring him right up beside us before we spring this trap. That will test our nerve. And discipline will count just as much as courage.
Discipline, Captain.
The Acheron is a tough nut to crack. Jeez. More than twice our guns, more than twice our numbers.
You're so handsome.
And they will sell their lives dearly. They mean to take us as a prize. And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion.
Yes, it is.
And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home.
I love you, Russell!
This ship is England.
It's England. I'm so poetic.
So it's every hand to his rope or gun?
Uh-huh.
Quick's the word and sharp's the action.
Yes!
After all,
what?
Surprise is on our side.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey.
Mike O'Mara.
All right.
Rob Spiewak.
Hey.
Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in the nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide radio program. We are also a podcast. We have loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Who we brought by? Right. Oh, I'll tell you. We'll give him the copy. Okay. Beachbody On Demand.
Wonderful.
Springtime is here, so beach time is around the corner. Do you want to look like a pasty, doughy piece of dough? No.
No dough.
Luckily, all you need is Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is a streaming service that gives you instant access to super effective workouts you can do anywhere 24/7. This is the company behind P90X, Insanity 21-Day Fix Extreme, T25, the one I'm working on right now, Brazil Butt Lift, and many, many more. Hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio to yoga, even dance. Here's the great thing about Beachbody On Demand. You can do it at home. You can do it on your own time.
Right.
You can do it with whatever smart device you have, and you can work out for as little as 10 minutes a day. You'd be amazed to find how motivated you can get if you set aside 10 minutes a day to get outside, to get inside, to move your body, to do the work. In the time it takes you to drive to the gym, you could be working out and done. Use all your smart devices. And the best part, TMOS listeners can try it absolutely free. This is the time of year where you, the TMOS listener, needs to get motivated and get ready to go. I really want you to try this service because it'll make you feel better. I promise. Our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's all you have to do. Just text that to 303030 and you'll get access to the entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and the support totally free. Again, just text 303030. That's TMOS to 303030 and do it today and get started. And that's true. You can get a decent workout, a good one.
I'm 189. I've been doing the 21-day fix.
What day are you on?
I think I'm almost on 15.
Attaboy.
So I've lost almost 10 pounds, Mike.
Excellent.
Way to go. Right? We love Beachbody On Demand. You're going to love it, too. And we love them as a sponsor. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Peter Greenberg. Here's what's great about Peter Greenberg. When you talk to him about travel, and we got to start letting people know those people are coming on the show.
Okay.
Because we kind of just do the show, and there he is, and then people talk about it. We got great response to the Eddie Money interview. Rob's doing a great job getting guests, and we need to let the world know.
Because don't get happy,
people
though.
That are planning on... No, don't get happy. Ever. No. Do not get happy.
No, no.
Ever.
We're actually doing
ever,
a terrible job.
Ever.
To do a better job.
By the way, you're walking, talking example of don't get happy.
No, right.
No. Going to that hockey game last night.
Oh, my God.
Where the Washington Capitals... did what they always do in the playoffs.
Bill O'Reilly on hockey.
They screwed the pooch again. We'll get to that in a second. Woo. But the thing about Peter Greenberg, when you travel 22 million miles, he literally does know everything about everywhere.
He does.
How about his answer on Bolivia, Oscar?
Man.
Like, bing, bang, boom.
I want to go visit now.
Yeah.
Pretty spectacular.
I didn't want to go before.
He only got one thing wrong, is that drinking thing. I will definitely make the package pay for itself. Mm-hmm.
This is true.
But, I promise.
You know, you know my attorney slash accountant guy.
Yeah.
You know, he is a connoisseur of the cruise that you are going on. And I think of all here's the difference between the one you're going on and the one everybody else goes on. You're going on the Disney cruise, which is above all, and it is family focused.
Service first.
That's why I think you're going to get people that are doing stuff for their kids, which I think is a much better situation than, you know, when everybody wants to vomit in the hot tub. I don't think that's, you wouldn't want to go on that particular one. But anyway.
That was the last, I took a cruise on my 10th anniversary, and the ship was the Vomit of the Seven Seas.
Vomit of the Seven Seas.
It was a beautiful ship.
I've been on one cruise ship, and that was the honeymoon for my first marriage. That's all you need to know.
So it was
That's
a sailboat.
All you really need to know. It was a sailboat. It was the same ship that we featured on Master and Commander before the show started.
This ship is my marriage. Yeah.
Element of surprise.
She will want to take you as a prize.
That's Mike.
Your stealth will be her downfall.
I remember you leaving the reception saying, next stop, the Akron.
So Oscar is cool about sharing with us that our friend Fried got him tickets to the playoffs last night with the Washington Capitals.
Last minute, right?
I couldn't get it down here. Oh. I couldn't get the game
on
down
television?
Here. I couldn't get the game
down
here.
Oh, my God.
I got 40 outlets showing me the Bruins game, but I couldn't get the Caps game, and I couldn't for the life of me find where they were hiding it, and I could not find it last night. It was dry. Tell me all about the game, because, you know, I'm the one that should be in that
you
seat.
You should be there.
You should
the
be
Capitals.
Rocking the red.
You
Mike.
Should be there. Come you should have been there with me.
That's right.
As. I get a text a little before 4, and it's Fry. He tried calling me, but I was getting a haircut. So I said, I can't answer this right now. I didn't know. And then he's like, I have 2 tickets. I need to know now. Can you come tonight? That's the beautiful part about living in the city.
That's playoff hockey, by
right?
the way. Somebody offers me that, I'm
gone.
I might be on a plane.
Yeah, so I texted her. I said, yes. I will. Just tell me where to go. I'll be there, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, set up the game for us. Who are they playing? What's going on? The playoffs, first round.
Blue Jackets, first round. The place is stacked. I'm telling you. And Mike, I've been to playoff hockey with you. That's where I have a picture of you yelling at me, tilt the ice.
Right.
And when they're playing the Pens. Before, I would say, 4 or 5 years ago, right? So that's my first playoff hockey game where I was like...
And you're thinking it's going to be a W because they're playing Columbus!
Yeah, it's the it's the first round. They should get through this easily, right?
I hear it was quite the debacle last night.
Yeah, so less than 5 minutes left in the game. We're up, like 3-2. Like it looks like everything's going to work out. And then 3-3 hits, and you're like, oh no, this is it. It's over. And this is the tale of two games, because in the first period, you had a power play for 5 minutes, and they scored two goals within 30 seconds, right?
So like, haven't you, because of our friend Fried, haven't you two boys become diehard hockey fans because you've been to so many
games? It's so much fun to watch.
And we get
I think it's a live. I think it's the best live sport.
And Friday, I tell you.
A perfect evening.
While you boned me on the outdoor series, because the seats were too low, right?
Let it go, man. Let it go.
That's not nice.
You came correct
nice
this time. The tickets were spectacular.
You know what? I bet he feels so good that now he's in Oscar's good graces that he doesn't have to think twice before giving him free tickets to playoff hockey. Rest easy. You know when Fried is happiest? When he sleeps best.
I have to say, that's right. I like to go wherever I sleep best. So I'd like to make this announcement. I'll be vacationing in my car this year
with a bottle of Ambien,
without Rob's lemon drop that he has, that he puts on his tongue.
They end up losing 4-3 and
overtime, right?
Yeah, so they go to overtime. But I'm sitting there overtime. And I said, "This does not bode well." And I'll give it up to the Caps fans.
This is what they do.
Everyone stayed, Mike. There wasn't the willy-nilly time to leave. It's going to be a bad scene, right?
You're not going to leave in an overtime game in the playoffs.
It's D.C. You never know, right? I was like, these a-holes are about to leave.
But it is playoff. It is a different level of sport. Anybody that's been a sports fan in Washington, D.C., some of the only pleasurable experiences that D.C. sports fans have really had, you know, that are younger than the people that remember the Redskins winning Super Bowls, go to playoff hockey games.
Yes.
Because at least you get a little pleasure. But it's also been a legacy of losing, and the same principal characters that are there that just don't close the deal. And I'm pissed, and I'm not even up there anymore.
And you didn't even watch.
I didn't even watch the game.
You couldn't even watch it. Couldn't be less invested.
I don't know why I couldn't find it, but I'm like hopping around, and then I got just bored and lazy. I went, no, I can't.
This is the text I received at 10:40. PM from our friend Fried.
Mm-hmm.
The following F! Exclamation point.
That's it.
He's a man of few words.
When's the so they got another game at home before they head to Columbus?
Actually, I heard that Steve Shenevy on Channel 5 this morning said, of course, the next game is Sunday night, which is the maximum inconvenience for all fans.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Well,
could have done Friday night, could have done Saturday night, but no, they're going with Sunday.
I can't thank you enough. I took my friend Derek up there and...
Derek? Who's Derek?
It's one of my colleagues. And we ended up like... just having a blast.
A little cryptic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He dropped me off this morning, slept in my house.
Yeah, handsome guy.
It's a little cryptic.
Tall drink of water. I like him tall.
He was he looked rumpled.
What project does he work? Is he one of your business school guys?
No. Derek has been, I've been working with Derek on and off for some time now. He builds websites. And we actually had a meeting yesterday. I said, hey, do you want to go to the hockey game? I just got tickets.
He fell into it then.
And then he was like, oh, playoff hockey? Of course. Let's do this.
There you go. That's
he said the seat. Well, actually, what Derek said, the seats aren't going to suck like at that outdoor game, are they?
Oh, come on. You made me sound like a monster. I clearly just want to let him know higher next time when we're
just
outside.
Just behave yourself. You're lucky to get them in your hand. Pay for them for
Fred, you
sake.
Know I love you. I owe you a kidney.
Hey, Derek, do you want to go to a game, Derek?
Look, I have, as you know, my history of sports fandom involves the Boston Red Sox and the New York Giants.
Yes.
And I grew up in the 70s. Somebody said, oh, you like teams that win. Shut up. I grew up during the 70s. I know the legacy of losing. The Red Sox are the better example because it was more fresh. They broke it all open in 2004 when they won the World Series. But prior to that, it was years after years. It was crushing disappointment. It was 1978. It was 1986. It was last minute pulling defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah.
And the Washington Capitals are in that mode where now The only thing that our hockey team in Washington, D.C. will be able to do to pull themselves out of this these doldrums will be to win a Stanley Cup playoff trophy. That's
agreed.
It. That's other than that. So they've got a tough road. And I have believed for a long time that certain principals on that team want to go back to Mother Russia. I've always thought that. I've said that.
Still best ticket in town, Mike. We've talked about it. They're as far like, as experience.
Capitals knocked out of the playoffs again. And, Alex, this weekend starts the Russian team national game against the...
He should fly Norwegian Air to get there.
Norwegian Air shuttle, Rob.
Forgive me.
Not Norwegian Air. Make sure you get it right. Peter Greenberg does Big not issue, dole yeah. out that, that advice lightly.
I'll book it wrong and I'll be on a prop plane.
All right. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the Death House. All right. It's just... something's going on here. Something is going on, and it's not good. And I'm sounding like Bill O'Reilly all day, okay? And by the way, thank you for covering for me on Wednesday.
No problem.
And thanks to the listener that posted online. It was the best show that's been on in a long, long time. I wanted to really reach into the computer and just go, thank you, you incredible...
Wow.
But anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hey, it's Freights with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I bring you Raids, Ryan, and Retirement. Plus, Mark Zuckerberg wore a suit and played a CEO on TV. But guess what? He still has all your data.
Sounds kind of like you said Mark Zuckerberg, doesn't it?
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, we've been telling you about Cornerstone First Financial for a very, very long time.
Yeah, I saw
for
Mark.
A very, very long
I
time.
I saw Mark last night at the game. In the concourse.
He was at the game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Well, I mean, he's now in Colorado. They're everywhere because they're good at what they do.
The best at what they do.
Whether you're in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, or even Colorado, Cornerstone First Financial is there to help you with your financial needs, whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing. You need Cornerstone First. They know exactly what to do, so even if you don't, you still come out on top. It is a fact that interest rates are going up. All TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance to take cash out or pay off debt before rates go up even further. Cornerstone First Financial will help you. They can figure out your best financial moves, get them done for you so you save money. Approved by Oscar Santana. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. From the 202 to the Centennial State, personal attention from application to closings. They are now in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Oscar Santana.
And this is a quick sidebar.
Thank you for raising your hand. It keeps things orderly.
Well, I didn't want to.
Well, no, I mean, that's why we have a TV monitor. Yes. Right? See, he's raising his hand, for God's sake.
So most people wouldn't do this, right?
Right.
You see someone in the concourse, you know, you don't know what tickets they have.
Right.
But you're just like, oh, but you mentioned you have a suite, right?
Uh-huh.
So Mark was in a friend's suite and he was walking with the friend to their suite, their box.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's amazing. Have fun. He texts me not 5 minutes later, says, do you guys want to come up to the suite?
Really?
Like, people don't do that anymore. No one ever does that. Very right? Cool. Nobody very, ever very does cool. that. And I said,
so outside of the loot, the loss of the game, it was a pretty much a 10 experience.
So time. Much fun.
And tall then, beers? Like, tall $10 beers?
Oh, my God. I must have had 20 of them. And then.
I love that you. I mean, I know you well enough to know when you are really, really jacked about something.
Yes.
And you were so. You were not only happy with playoff five, you were happy that you lived in the city.
Yeah.
You were happy that you were the guy that could get the last minute call and still be able to make it down there with this bonus evening that you had no intention of attending.
It was going
to
be a zero evening.
So great.
And it turned into a 10 and then we went straight to good guys.
Don't you take boat on
no,
Thursday
we had
night,
to, Chad was opening for Mick Foley at the Improv, so we moved the taping to Friday. So I had a Thursday.
Mick Foley still getting it
sold
done.
Out.
Yeah.
Mankind.
Stand-up comedy.
Oh, Mick Foley. I ran out yesterday and hacked my way through another day of hitting the egg with my mates. And I come home and my kid has a new cold. He's had a chest cold forever. Carla says that they have begun the dirt work down here on the Cocoonville Memorial Augusta National Track.
By the way, that's a category. Don't Google it.
I understand.
Dirt work.
You don't want to see that. And I said, well, what was it like? She said, we came into the community yesterday, and it was raining dirt.
Oh.
It was raining dirt from the sky.
My God.
I do not know what's going on, but this is just,
I remember,
this is not a pleasant place to be.
One right time here. Driving through a big traffic overhaul on Route 50 here in the Fairfax area, there was so much dirt in the air that I could effectively use my windshield wipers to scrape dirt off the window because it was just sticking to the window. And you're out in this? This is not going to help you.
I mean, it's we're not out of it. Well, you know, I was in another area, but they're driving in and they're seeing this. And then last night, Carla, who's got a variety of this chest thing I had, says she's got that. And she goes, oh, I think I've got your son. And she's got my son's cold. It's just non-stop. And I'm feeling better, believe it or not. I'm actually feeling better now. But it's just, you're wondering what, there's so little information. Mm-hmm. This falls into the same category.
I don't understand.
When people, I don't understand.
You got to go Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah. they'll tell you when to you pick your poop up off the grass here. But as far as toxins in the air and what the, for elderly people, what the ramifications of particulates that are just saturating the air. It's
they're
a weird
sticking,
time.
Mike. They're sticking to your lung sacs.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
The cilia.
I have said all along, as far as this little community, that I will not be involved while I am still working. What I am involved with is this. This is my involvement.
You
okay?
mean like neighborhood politics?
Neighborhood politics. Sitting on boards. Sitting on committees. Sitting on the way I'm looking at this is that I will do that when I'm never doing this. And I'm going to be doing this for a long time.
Sure.
Let the people that don't do anything else of work.
They're not doing anything.
Do that. But they're not communicating with people. And I'd like to get some communication and find out. I want details.
Maybe they're not communicating because they all have laryngitis because they're all sick.
I can't give you any. I don't know what's happening. In order for me to find anything out, there's only one way it would happen.
What?
And the only way it would happen would be to increase my level of involvement. And I am desperate not to do that.
Diminished returns. You can't
I'm
do
just
that.
Desperate
and you're
not
leaving
to do
in a bit. So no big deal.
Leaving in a bit, but it's
hold
been
out
of a drag.
If we go back, you made some friends and you were socializing. Are any of the friends and the newfound friends still on campus?
Everybody does the same thing. Everybody bitches.
Right.
Everybody whines. Everybody complains. But no one ever gets anywhere with real information. And this is the theory I have. If you are somebody who is prone to any kind of allergy or the bottom line with all of this is they are kicking this crap up into the air.
Right.
And because of the wind down here, you get wildfires. And if you're kicking anything up, it gets everywhere. There's dirt everywhere. It's just it's fine particular dust that's everywhere. And it's just, I think it's wreaking havoc with everybody's respiratory.
How long since you've had rain down there?
We had rain a couple of days ago.
See,
so
that should help keep it.
But not a real rain.
Need
we
a
had like
soaking,
an hour
as
of rain.
As farmers would say, what you need is a soaking rain.
A soaker. It's just weird.
Do you
it's
sleep
weird
better
it's
in
wild.
Florida or in Maine?
I neither.
Or in a hospital bed.
By the way, the reason I don't sleep well, and I am in the process of trying to get my new breathing machine down here, and I think I do better than most because I've got that little filter, but here's the problem. When I got my breathing machine,
CPAP.
Which is known as the CPAP, which really ought to be sold in fat stores everywhere, because the only people that use CPAPs, and they say, no, I'm thin and I use one. Yeah, okay, because maybe you did too much blow during the 80s or your nose was broken because you walked into a tree.
Yeah, where do you keep your CPAP machines? Oh, they're in the bakery.
Yes. The only reason people have CPAPs is because they're fat.
That's right.
And their neck fat collapses on their throat and it causes them difficulty breathing. Mm. So I've had a CPAP for a long time. And the CPAP machine that I have wakes me up because the CPAP machine that I have is designed when I put the mask on at night, it goes like this. Breathe gently.
Right.
Breathe gently. Enjoy your lovely little breathing. And then once I fall asleep and I do the sleep apnea move, which is basically I'm going to try to communicate this with audio.
Please.
All right. This is the way CPAP, sleep apnea people breathe. All right. Here it goes like this. Oxygen. And so,
Mike, you do 1,000 impressions, but I think that's my favorite. that's better than Jeff Goldblum. There. Yes, I've been there.
And so the machine, when it notices that you have stopped breathing, increases. It's a very smart machine, and it's very expensive. It increases its velocity
to force air into your face.
Right,
face.
So. What it does is it helps you, and you get a bit of sleep after that. But then the machine from going, sleep, is going, don't die. Don't die. Blowing the air into your lungs. And you wake up because you have a typhoon in your throat with this machine, and it's happening to me more often. So in order for me to go get the new machine that would hopefully be more regulated,
right,
I have to go to my doctor and I have to call Manassas and get the copy of my sleep report.
Oh, no.
And they don't communicate, and I can't get. And then the people down at the store, the fat store that sells the fat machine for the fat breathing, the person down at the store says to me, "Well, what's the ramp? What if I don't have the prescription? Out of pocket." What was out of pocket meaning I'll pay full freight? Yeah. I said, and you're happy to say that, aren't you? You douche. Because you deal with people like this all the time. So I'm in the process
angry
of
fat
doing
people
that.
Are is what right. we talks to.
Well, he's thin. He's thin. I've
yeah, but he has to deal
here.
With angry fat people.
Out of pocket.
Out of pocket.
Out of pocket.
That yeah, so, neck. Yeah. Can't breathe. Your fault. Well,
if I can, hey, sorry about
if I can be honest
throat.
With you, as you guys might have remembered, when I went through this, when you were with me when I went through
show
this
title.
Originally, and I had a little bit of an end around, you know, like we are often wanting
you had
to
a hookup.
On the radio.
Right.
I got a hookup.
You had
now,
a sleep apnea hookup.
Yeah. It's always great, though, when your sleep apnea hookup decides to change careers and locations. So
Mike, let me ask you this.
It's not there. Yes.
There is a new treatment that has, I think, Justin come out in the last 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and surgical.
No, Mike, you, first of all, when you say surgery, you say it in such a negative connotation. For someone who's had so many surgeries, looks like you're batting 1,000, right? So
I'm pretty satisfied with my results.
There you go.
Upper 90%.
So if you want to get rid of the machine, have your insurance pay for that thing that just, you don't have to ever wear a mask again.
Well, what thing?
They put it under your skin. Right
in your chest?
Yeah. Like almost like a like just under your skin.
Uh-huh.
And then it stimulates the back of your tongue so you can actually have the breathing.
Oh, it relaxes your tongue.
It relaxes it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, the only way I'm going to do that is if I have it inserted rectally. That's it. That's the way it's going
to
do.
That's how they used to do it in medieval times, Mike. It's
well,
an older,
no, that's
older
the way
procedure.
They do it. That's
it's
the way
exit
they do it
only.
In pleasurable times, you know what I'm saying?
And know. That's your era of history that you like.
I go in, I grin at the lady, I go, no anesthesia today.
Pleasurable time.
Just shimmy it on up.
Yeah, shimmy it up. That's right. Just make sure you use the proper applicator tube.
Is that a selfie stick?
Please, on three. One, two.
Oh, God. Shut up. We'll take a break. Come back to something else. On the Mike O'Meara show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show, Don Daler, who is a correspondent with CBS News. We worked with him for many years at ABC.
Yes, I did.
I did, too.
Well, you were there for a while.
Don Daler is now on CBS. He's got a new book out, some amazing stories about some of the things he's covered in his career.
Yes.
And also, we go to a race bar.
Why did you tell them?
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Tony Perkins Show, still on the More Network.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. It is the worst time of the year. The neighbors are stealing your sidewalk bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Mom needs a ride to the Botox doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Your neighbor's skin is sloughing off in large flakes. And Eddie Money thinks you did blow together. What will you do? What will you do? Well, Senor Poopy Pants, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a bipolar molar into a fang that says zang.
Yeah!
La la la. Snot running down his nose. Dun, 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 dun. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, which is truly a win-win. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
I love on that copy, every day I have to come up with a couplet, four bad things, and a lyric for you to sing. And it's always fun. Fun.
It's delightful.
Fun,
it's,
fun,
it's
fun,
delightful.
Fun, fun.
One of the things that I also feel is affecting my health is if I have artificial sweeteners.
Aspartame?
I had kind of a moment last night where I can't have caffeine because it makes me sleep badly, but I don't always just want to have water,
right.
And I can't have artificial sweeteners, so I'm buying something that I've never purchased really in my adult life. I mean this truly. I've been drinking diet beverages forever,
yeah.
And now I'm actually getting I went to the Walmart across the street and had some sort of like attack where I bought sugary sodas.
I have
never purchased sugary sodas. I bought caffeine free regular Coca-Cola.
Okay.
I bought the new ginger ale, Canada Dry ginger ale and lemonade combo.
I've had it in my cart.
It may be the best sugary soft drink I think
vodka.
I have ever tasted.
Oh my god!
I bet it's spectacular with booze.
I
bet it's absolutely spectacular with booze.
I tasted this soda on Tuesday, Wednesday night. I told my girl, I was like, pick up some of that ginger ale with lemonade.
I
bet you if you put vodka in it,
it's phenomenally subtle. Here's what I love about it.
Right.
You think of these sodas as just phenomenally so sicky sweet,
over the top, right?
They have balanced the flavor out in this. I you know, over ice for a
it's one of, so refreshing.
I will hit Giant today.
But it's refreshing, and the thing is though, you have to drink 20 of them because they make you want more.
Yeah,
they are not,
but that's how they
quenching.
Get you
they
yeah
work.
If they told me, if they said, you know what's in that, heroin, I'd say yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
it does.
That you want another and yeah, another and another. And
I'm gonna have him get us all some in here.
Nice.
So all right, then I'll get mine.
And yes,
we'll have a taste test together.
Go. Nice.
We might be able to make the end of the show, not with Diego.
Lemonade ginger ale.
Oh, he's just going across the street.
Across
lemonade
the
ginger ale. Cold, please.
He's a fast little guy.
The thing about and then I also got the caffeine free root beer. I bought.
Well, root beer doesn't usually have caffeine, I think.
But it doesn't.
I don't think so.
It said caffeine free, so I bought it.
That's how they're selling it.
Caramel colored, it might have a caffeine. Mm. But then,
what brand root beer? You remember?
I don't.
Barks.
It's out there. It's out. It's. I'm not sure.
Mug. A&W.
No, I think it's.
You didn't get Safeway Select.
I think
Cragmont. That's the old Safeway brand. Yeah.
No, I think it's Rickles. Rickles root beer. But anyway, the. I don't know, Rob.
That's a funny root beer.
And then the last one, I don't know what possessed me, but I was in the Fanta section.
Yes.
And I bought Fanta pineapple soda.
I love Fanta pineapple soda.
I wanted to throw up.
Really?
I wanted to throw up when I said it.
Great with rum.
Disgusting.
Is it?
Yes.
I haven't had that.
It made me almost want to barf.
Really?
It was that horrible.
Too sweet?
It was so sicky sweet. It had an artificial pineapple quality to it that was just nasty.
Oh, I like
it. Do
you
buy 12 packs or just like 20 ounces?
I'm guessing this is
12 packs.
Oh, cans.
Yeah.
Better out of the bottle.
It was dreamy. But I have, as Carla said, you know you're not going to drink those every night. I said, I know I'm not going to drink them. Just put them in the garage and I'll take them out when I feel like having a treat. It's a treat for me. I'm
it's
not going to burn through
like,
these.
Haven't you had too many treats already, though? That's
Oscar,
the whole point.
Some might say that the entire life's experience has been one giant flipping treat. Okay? Maybe that's it. Maybe my life. And by the way, my mother, you know, my wife went to the farmer's market and brought me home a piece of the German lady's coffee cake.
Another
the
piece? Same
lady, the same lady that said, I baked the cowies out of them. Yeah, here we go. It's the greatest coffee cake. It's the greatest coffee cake.
Where are you on other fruit-flavored sodas? Say grape, orange, strawberry?
You have to understand, I am not a soda person. I have
not
been a sugary
even
soda
even at your
person.
House, you'd never have a sugary soda.
I'm drinking here. There is my bottle. There is my water.
Agua.
That's what I'm drinking right now. now. That's actually my urine sample. Yum, look at how clear that
That's wonderful. Mine is straw colored.
Isn't that fantastic? No, but the Faygo, I mean, the Fanta.
Oh, I love Faygo.
You consume liquid sugar more than any human being I've ever known. You constantly
Faygo,
drink it.
Is sold only.
It's the worst thing you can drink.
No. Actually, poison would be worse. Like arsenic.
I'll ask the room this.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Drinking a sugary soda, technically,
it's worse.
Is not as bad as drinking the artificial.
Okay. No. Yeah.
I would think
soda.
The chemicals.
True.
Yeah.
True. For the chemicals.
Soda. Right.
But. I would say that it depends on
they
the
still have preservatives.
It depends on the individual.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Right.
So if the individual has already allotted their amount of calories that they should have for the day, you go diet. You go diet all the way. It doesn't matter. Yeah. The chemicals aren't killing you. You're killing yourself.
But the diet, I think, is giving my noggin problems and stuff. I'm a mess. I mean, I got so many drugs in my body right now.
If you go to the Faygo website, they will tell you where you can buy Faygo in your neighborhood. In my town, it's the Sheets. And I did further research. You know, Faygo started.
How many sugary sodas do you drink in
your
house?
A couple a day.
No, I think we did the math.
What do you have? I mean,
in the house, Faygo is not an all the time thing because you only sell it by the bottle.
So right.
If I go to Sheets to get gas, I'll get a few bottles. But right now.
A few.
It's the big bottle. I think it's a 20-ounce bottle.
Some people get a 20-ouncer. You might get three.
What flavors do they have?
All the flavors. Blue, I think, is raspberry.
They have all the flavors. Red. They, yeah. Blue, red,
well, it's
orange.
Funny because their red is actually called Red Pop.
YG did.
They have orange. They have root beer. They have something that's like a Mountain Dew knockoff.
Is it a good soda pop?
Yeah, I like it very much. It's very, very good. And I
What's
found
in
out,
your home now?
Right now I have Coke. Dr. Pepper, and I think that's it right now.
Do you have any diet sodas in your house?
Never.
Ever?
Well, if we're going to entertain, I might have some Diet Cokes. But that's for
so
the
offended.
Others.
How dare you ask?
I don't like diet soda. Tastes bad.
Can I solicit the listenership?
Yes.
The fridge is empty.
Yeah, we need some soda.
We need sodas.
We need sodas. Empty.
And we have
regular
so many.
Soda?
Any
regular
kind.
Faygo's. We'll take anything.
Mm-hmm.
How is the beer supply?
Strong. It's getting thin.
Is it?
Look, it's only top shelf now.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh my God! It used to be a criminal amount.
I went to see the new podcast Village Oscar, and I just sat in the studio and got baked. Just sitting there from our own refrigerator. It was something truly special.
P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Attention, Oscar Santana.
Yeah.
Well,
or 2300 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest. You know, mm-hmm. I'm here.
But
we don't need the box.
Isn't it funny to make Dan O'Brien carry cases of soda? Oh.
When he comes, he's sweaty.
Yeah, he is sweaty.
God.
And Rob, did you see the post online about Scrapple? Did you see that?
Yes, of course. Wonderful. I love it.
Yeah, you think you might be motivated to have a little Scrapple this week. And that's snouts, right? May include snouts.
Oh, and hearts and livers. Yeah. It's everything that you can't use in the pig, ground up with spices and cornmeal and then fried.
That's right. It's cornmeal, and then you have to get a nice little crust on it.
Yeah,
right?
That's the best way to do it. It's a Spiewak Christmas morning family tradition.
What does Scrapple taste similar to?
It is. You'll think this is gross. It tastes like sausage pudding.
I'm going to throw up again, and then wash that down with some Fanta pineapple soda, and then get right to the bowl. We'll take a break. Hopefully, Adrian will be back with
Mike.
And we will have Oscar's take right
Oscar's
here
take.
On the
Oscar's
Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
The Bonus Show, a weekly flight into the shadowy world of a show that should not exist. Mike O'Meara, a forever young loner, except for working with Rob, Oscar, Pony, and a bunch of interns, on a mission to champion the helpless and innocent in a world of podcasters that operate above the law. Hit Turbo Boost at MikeO'MearaShow.com and
this?
Be Mike's kit. Buy the Bonus Show.
Okay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oscar
everybody.
Requested that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Me too. Welcome back to the show brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, which is to say, are you posting your position to job sites and waiting and waiting?
Waiting.
That's not smart. You got to get the right people to see it. Let ZipRecruiter help you. ZipRecruiter, the smarter way. They build a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. And now, it's time for Oscars Take.
Oscars Take?
A review and comment on the news of the day that I don't understand.
I don't understand.
If May or... Is he back?
No dice. He says no one has. Failure.
He's such a bust. Honest to God. Seriously. The initiative of the slacker. You know?
Well, he
went to one store. Nope.
Give him credit, Mike. He failed very quickly.
All right, we'll do it tomorrow. Monday.
We'll do it live.
Anyway, the opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's. Do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's take. Oscar, the Pandora's box of Facebook has been opened, and there's no going back. We trusted them. And they burned us big time. And it's definitely destroying their reputation. According to a new survey, 56% of people say they trust Facebook the least of any tech company. The next closest was Google at 5%. So, wow. But we are still addicted, and a lot of us can't quit. Another study found 9% of Americans say they've deleted their Facebook accounts since all the info came out about Cambridge Analytica. 17% have deleted Facebook off their phone, but have not gotten rid of their account. And 35% say they're keeping their account, but they plan on using it less than before. Ooh. I think I might fall into
sick burn
that category a little bit, although I'm still a little addicted to it.
Yes.
To be honest with you.
Gentlemen, thank you for having me once again.
Pleasure to have you here.
A full debrief on the latest episode of Tech 411 when it comes to Facebook and why and how this all went down.
When does it drop?
It's dropped already.
Go get it.
Okay. Todd weighs in as well. What we came to the conclusion of on that program is that nothing's free. If you want something, there's always a price, right?
Ass or grass.
Well, and whether it's your information, it's your freedom. And the big question is this. If you're that worried about it, hypothetically, if Facebook came out with a premium model that had that offered no information,
right,
sharing, no data, nothing, would you pay for it? The majority of people love to bitch for something that's absolutely free. Would you step up and pay the $5 a month for a data-free account? I would say most people wouldn't.
But also, mm-hmm, they're still going to have your info.
Not if you pay the $5.
Really? But they'll have access. They could lie.
Here, can I just say what I always think is the crazy thing about this? We're bitching about getting personal information on a forum,
a free
that
platform
is designed to give people your personal information.
Yeah.
They didn't take anything. We gave it to them.
We are addicted to it.
You don't have to use it.
It's all about me. We want to share what we want to share. And then we go, oh, they got all our information because they know what I feel about things.
People get upset about Gmail offering you like a $2 a month service to keep all your old emails.
Yeah.
When that broke, they're like, wow, how dare they? I'm like, well, eventually they're going to start charging you for this stuff.
Right.
Someone's footing the bill.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, Oscar's ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, according to a new study out of the University of Las Vegas, good-looking people are more likely to believe that life is fair than the rest of us goblins.
Goblins?
The researchers found that people who were more attractive were more likely to agree with statements like, I feel that people get what they're entitled to have. And I feel that people who have misfortune bring it on themselves. So what does this mean? Maybe your sense of justice and fairness isn't something you're born with. It develops during your lifetime. And since good-looking people have so many advantages, they don't realize those are unique to them. They just figure everyone gets a lot of breaks and the world is fair. What
I'm
say
Ted
you,
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Thank you, Ted.
Don't know where that came from.
I say that the people that were polled within that study are absolutely shallow. Good-looking people, yes, they have it easier, but looks fade. Eventually, if you don't develop a personality, you don't develop some goodwill, some talent, some knowledge between those two ears, you will have a rough go of it. And yeah, I know enough roly-polies out there that are talented, they contribute to society, that are happier than most good-looking people.
My ears are burning.
To say that... I completely disagree.
Yeah. Very good. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, you know those glasses that have the transition lenses that get darker when you go outside?
Oh, I love seeing it when it happens.
Rob Ford has them right now.
Yes.
Well, just got them.
Stuck in
Johnson
the 80s.
Johnson & Johnson just put that same technology into contact lenses.
Ooh.
And after several years of testing, they just got approved by the FDA. So starting next year, they'll be selling disposable contacts that get darker when you go out in the sun.
Wow, that is
they'll
genius.
Be great for filtering UV light, and it'll be like wearing sunglasses without having to actually put them on. But the trade-off is they will probably make your eyes look freaky and dark like an alien or someone possessed by the devil. What's your take on that?
Mike, it was just a matter of time. I've always said they need sunscreen for people's eyes.
Yeah.
Now you have a lens, right?
Yeah.
And this is going to be great for astronauts. It's going to be great for our travel to Mars.
What?
Great for astronauts.
I'm not kidding. Like,
I know
you're
not. That's like why
another,
we like Oscar's
That's another
thing.
Layer of protection. You don't have one less thing that weighs something in space.
Right.
Technically, it weighs nothing, but getting it there costs money.
Exactly.
I understand. Ed, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's anyway. Take.
Coal miners.
Here's a little throwaway story, Oscar. A report of a tiger running amok in the streets of Manhattan briefly caused a social media frenzy early Thursday. I know you like smart people as much as I do.
Yeah.
Reporters scrambled to find photos of the ferocious feline and warned civilians to stay out of the area.
Something's running amok in your throat.
It turns out it was a raccoon. The NYPD got a call about a rogue tiger near 166th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue in Harlem. It's up near where my daughter lives. Around 8:30 a.m., News 4 crews were at the scene in about 15 minutes reporting no sighting of a tiger nor any police. Shortly thereafter, police confirmed there was indeed an animal, but it was a raccoon. And here's the quote. You're going to tell me my roommates in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, were all rudely awakened by a helicopter overhead because some idiot in Washington Heights mistook a raccoon for an MFing tiger? Tweeted hashtag S-Hawks. There we go. People are dumb, Oz.
Yes, they're dumb, but I've actually had firsthand experience with this type of issue, right?
Right.
Where when I was at WVU, I remember sitting on our porch of the house we were renting, and I was with a good old boy from West Virginia, Chips.
And
I like that he pluralized it.
And Chip said, oh man, like we're just like he was telling me one of his stories from hunting.
Yeah.
And then we had a dog that we adopted, or the girls that I live with adopted, right? And his name was Tyson. And he was a Chihuahua, very furry. And I remember sitting there with Chips, and Tyson jumps up on the porch from a walk, and Chips jumps up and says, "Bear!" And like,
like it's a bear.
Three plastic chairs broke as he fell back on the table. Like, we needed to buy new furniture from Walmart because he got so startled he thought our dog was a bear.
Wow.
I said, Chips, we're in the middle of Morgantown, West Virginia. The odds of a bear rolling through are probably higher than most, but it's not Chips. Pulling up to our porch.
Chips, you're such an idiot. Anyway, you're Chips. Listening to Oscar's Take.
Chips Take.
And finally, Oscar, Dr. Norman Rowe. And by the way, here's a little warning at home. Please monitor your volume if you got little ones.
Okay.
Dr. Norman Rowe is a New York plastic surgeon. He's offering nipple-conscious women fillers to make them conspicuous through shirts and even bikinis. The fillers last about 2 years, whereas standard Botox only lasts a few months. The quote from the doctor, I think more recently, the more prominent nipple has become very popular. and a trend, and a lot of our patients want that. Dr. Rowe says that in the video flyer that he sends out for people that want to, I guess, enhance that part of their body.
Mike, ask yourself, this all goes back to Tune In Tokyo, where I would say that look I've seen, I would say, probably come to light in the last 6 months in the city when people are around and you've got like the hipsters running around.
Sure.
Lots of no bras. And lots of no bras look better with nipples. Otherwise, it's like a sad clown.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to see two sad clowns.
No.
Thank you. Yeah, I knew that was the right
Can I ask a follow-up?
If you must. Oh, my God.
Do you think that if it becomes too common, the special will go away?
No.
No, it's because not like a rainbow?
No, because you would want the happy clown.
Yes. You.
Then over a sad clown any day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I followed.
It might be painful.
Hey, rare that moment that the three of us are all in agreement. Pony too, right?
Yeah.
Pony?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Happy
four
clown.
Of us all on the same page, same nipple page.
Three.
We'll take a break and come back with the final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's an old friend.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know about our policy at Amazon for 2018. Make sure you know it. Make sure everyone knows it. Here's what you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that'll guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
May I read it as Tom Hammond from NBC Sports?
Go right ahead.
Coming up on May 5th is Derby Day.
Ah.
And everyone's going to want to drink a mint julep. Make sure you drink it in the proper cup.
Ooh.
Should be a metal cup, because that'll make sure it stays cold. All right. End of that. But if you go to Amazon.com, this is a perfect, it's nickel plated, so it actually holds your drink cold. A 12-ounce, beautiful mint julep cup. Drink like a colonel. Get the proper drinkware and make your Derby Day fun.
Perfect. You get
a drink for a nickel. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the drink cup and more at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. So get clicking, people. Now, without further ado, the final audio vault of the week with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
On Twitter, the news is good. Arnold Schwarzenegger's heart is doing okay.
Oh, hello, everybody. Just wanted to let you know that thank you so much for all your...
Whenever he does one of his Instagram or Twitter posts, does he get... Where's the room with the most echo?
There you go.
I want you to close all the windows.
Hold on, let me see.
Okay.
Something for you here.
Hold a little prize? A little something?
I don't know what's going on. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me see. Hello. Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing all right. My tickle is doing fine. Got to I hope I want to thank all the people for the very wishes, all the very wishes that they're giving me for the heart. The heart is strong and doing great.
Hey, fantastic. When you were under for the heart surgery, didn't they give you nipple fillers?
Yes, I have prominent nipples. I have at the beach, so everything's going to be okay. Hello, everybody.
You're far away, Arnold.
He's definitely doing the bathroom.
I'm in the bottom of the pool. Hello, everybody.
Mike. Here's Arnold on Twitter.
Hello, everybody. Just wanted to let you know that thank you so much for all your wishes and for all the cards and the phone calls and the emails and the texts and all this kind of stuff that I got from around the world. I really appreciate that very much.
All this stuff.
And you're very kind. But I just wanted you to know that I'm feeling much better. I can say, even with my positive attitude, that I'm great. Because I'm not great yet. Great is a totally different level. But I'm good. I feel good. I get good care, good doctors, everything, good nurses. Everything is fantastic. So anyway, I'm here on the chessboard, playing a little bit chess here to freshen my mind and my memory a little bit.
I bet it's tough to beat him at chess.
Mm-hmm.
Not great yet. I'm good.
What does the rook do? Yes, it's up 2 and over 1.
Checkmate.
Arnold, the reason the game is moving so slow is you're not playing against anybody.
There's a problem.
All right. On the British Broadcasting Company, the BBC, a reporter was interviewing a swim team. And you know how on pools, if they don't have steps or a ladder, sometimes they have like a shelf that you step onto and then there's the pool?
In pools, you mean?
Yeah, in pools. There's like a step, yeah. Submerged like a foot. And he's standing on that step while he's interviewing the swim team.
So but his feet are in the water?
Yeah, he has his cuffs. He's like cuffed his pants up.
He's got his shoes off.
His shoes are off.
We've all done that move where you're like, I want to dip my feet in there.
Yeah.
However, when he's moving to interview the swim team, he doesn't realize the depth of the shelf.
I'm looking forward to this
Adam
now.
Adam Peaty, Siobhan Marie O'Connor, Ben Proud, and James Guy. Congratulations.
He goes right out of the water. The microphone dies. That.
Well, that's giving you all a good laugh. Adam's inconsolable there. Just look before you get in a swim pool in future, okay? I hope you can still hear me.
Doesn't miss
Mike,
a beat.
Mike is carrying on talking, but we can't hear him because a moment ago, Mike fell in the water. His hat went in. He doesn't know. We can't hear him now. But goodbye, Mike.
I like that he says, goodbye, Mike.
I love the Brits. They're just so understated. He fell in the water. So goodbye, Mike. You blew it.
And because the camera was still on him, you just saw him talking, blah, 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 nothing.
As he's destroyed his electronics and his microphone with the submersion.
So you know those rumble strips on the side of the road?
Yes.
That if you get too far off road, your car will vibrate? I love them. Sometimes I will actually roll over them because I like the sound they make. One step
you
further.
Are an idiot.
You gotta be the only. I worry about you.
Yeah.
I think you do strange things when you're by yourself.
When I'm with people.
You like to roll over the rumble strips because you like the vibration.
I like the sound. I think the sound is cool.
You care about your car?
Nope.
That debris usually goes the side of the road.
I already answered the question. Why are you talking?
Okay, go ahead.
All right,
please continue.
In the Netherlands,
sometimes I like to pick my nose and eat it.
When I'm with friends, sure.
That's
why
like
not?
That statement. That's like that statement.
You know why?
Why?
Because they like the texture.
All right. Sorry. Hey, Arnold. Queen to Knights 5.
King me.
That's the wrong game.
What's it going to do with that bishop?
So in the Netherlands, they did a series of different textured rumble strips. So when you rolled over them, it made music.
That's going to make everybody roll over the rumble strips. That's dangerous.
Why they had to fill them in because neighbors were complaining that everyone was driving on the rumble strips.
I would.
Yeah. See?
If they made a song, I'd do it every day.
Yeah.
I would never, you know. We used to have a singing bridge up in Maine, and they redid it, and they made it all pavement, but it used to be a metal bridge, and we'd hold our breath going over the singing bridge. It was a wonderful little activity.
What would it sing?
Because the vibrations would make the pipes sing?
It would just go, it would just make a sound, but we called it the singing bridge, and the game was to hold our breath. I actually lost three cousins.
Yeah. I thought they were painting the bridge and you lost them that way.
No,
that was he didn't care. When my cousin was working there, you know, they're just hippies, they don't need a net. Yeah.
That's right. What sound did the bridge make? I had an aunt who did that. Okay. Do you know who's a big hockey fan? I did
who's
not
that?
Know this. Snoop Dogg. And he's doing a series of films, short films. He's collaborating with the NHL. Here's Snoop Dogg to discuss the Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup is the most iconic trophy in sports, so says Dog Cherry. And it's definitely the trophy with the most superstitions, traditions, and any other kind of issues you can think of. Look at that, baby. It's beautiful. But there's only one way to hoist it. You gotta win it. In fact, one of the superstitions surrounding the cup is that players won't even touch it until their team has won it all.
That's it.
Did you know that tradition?
I did.
I did not know that.
I've seen the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. I've been to Toronto to see it in the museum.
So anyway, I did not know that Snoop Dogg was a hockey fan, so that's pretty cool. Watch for that. Mike, we'll close with this. And normally you get your explosion ready for a song, mm-hmm. but this is a montage. You may want to have your explosion ready for it. I don't know. I liked it all the way to the end.
Standing by with proper ordinance, Mr. Spiewak.
This is from an outfit called Vice News, and they just have this to say. Our president, Donald Trump, you know what's important to him? Being clean.
I'm a very clean person. I like cleanliness. I like clean.
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 The Trump administration will continue to be
The cleanest.
We need clean.
We want clean.
He wants clean.
We want clean.
I want clean.
He wants clean.
We want clean.
Look, I want clean.
And we do want. We want clean.
I want clean.
And we want clean.
You know what? I want clean.
Everybody agrees. We want clean.
That's what I want.
Clean.
The cleanest ever.
We're cleaning out.
And then we're going to clean up.
All swept up and cleaned up.
We can clean it. We can scrub it.
And wiped it clean.
Good, clean.
Immaculately clean.
Spotless and clean.
Perfect and clean.
Perfect, clean. Better than ever.
It's going to be clean. It's gonna be the best.
I can't stand anymore. That's it.
Do you think he drives over rumble strips? I'm just curious.
Absolutely. You know, because there's nothing cleaner than banging a porn star. That's the way I get that.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Remember what they used to say if you
right.
You've
everybody.
Been with every
yeah.
Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Michael Mary Show. 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeOMaraShow.com. All regular mail, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Send soda.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hello, everybody.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.